Welcome to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey, where he talks all things real estate.
Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00903526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production. This is Brad Maskey, and you are listening to Real Talk. Real Talk is the right side of real estate, where we talk all things real estate. Good afternoon, California comrades, and welcome to day 600 of the temporary lockdown to bend the curve. Just give us a couple of weeks so we can make sure the hospitals are ready and that everything can go back to normal. We just need enough PPE. We just need enough supplies. Make sure we have the nurses. 600 days ago. Yeah. And remember, on June 15th, you were set free, but you were not. And watch, as I've said, because they did not release their emergency powers, the state will continue to use their emergency powers to tell you what you can and you cannot do. Mask mandates are coming to California. You already see it in counties where they're saying you must wear a mask, whether or not you've been vaccinated, whether or not you have antibodies because you've had COVID. We're going to tell you, comrades, what to do. Because once government takes power over your lives, they have a hard time letting go of it. Yeah. So in today's Real Talk, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about today is the end of the federal foreclosure moratorium. 7/31/2021 is the end of it, and they did not extend it. So foreclosures have been blocked throughout the United States for more than a year. We'll talk about what that means to those of us in California. Also, with the ending of that forbearance on mortgages ends the right to just call and say, COVID has affected me. I can't make my mortgage payment. We're going to talk about what's going on with California's eviction moratorium and what's going on. We'll give you numbers on that about how much money has been dispersed, who's applied, $5.2 billion available. And of course, we'll talk about interest rates and what's going on in the market. But we got to talk about this mask mandate, about this lockdown of our schools. Again, I am a no masky. I know the science behind masks says they're worthless. They are theater. They're theater whether you've had the virus or not. If you are sick and you are sneezing and coughing, there's no doubt that wearing a mask will help stop the spread from you spitting it on other people. And that's just about all that it will do. If you're asymptomatic and you're wearing a mask, it won't do anything because you're still breathing. And again, I had someone tell me last week that I'm still missing the point. When I talk about the chain link fence with 10-inch diameter chains in it and the mosquitoes, that I'm really missing the point. They say the real point is take any chain link fence and take a water hose and see if it stops the water from going through it. Because that's what their claim is. It's going to stop the droplets. And that is the size of the droplets. And how much it will stop is whatever hangs up on the chains. So we know masks are worthless. But we are also finding more and more how worthless our local press is. City of Visalia has the Visalia Times Delta. City of Fresno has the Fresno Bee as your hometown paper. Supposed to get your local news from them. And you would like to get unbiased local news. You'd like to get news in which they don't put their opinion into the story, but they tell you what happened so you could form your opinion. Well, that's long, long gone, and you know that. Visalia Times Delta ran a story today about a board meeting that happened on Tuesday night. When I say today, they ran a story on Thursday about a board meeting that happened Tuesday night, school board, where lots and lots of parents came to Visalia School Board and said, we don't want our children wearing masks in school. We believe the children under 18 can survive just fine without a mask, indoors, outdoors. We believe, based on the science, we believe. Here's the science. If you want science and you want to claim you work on the science, under 18 years old, in the United States, less than 600 deaths from COVID or with COVID since the virus began, that we've been tracking it. Of those 600 deaths of COVID or with COVID, only five had no major underlying health condition. That's right, major underlying health condition. The flu has killed more people. Walensky, who is the head of the CDC now, or whatever her position is, its spokesperson for the CDC, came out last week and lied, just flat out lied. The flu has killed more people under 18 since COVID started than COVID has. So we know it's less dangerous than the flu to children. And yet we're telling kids you can't see the teacher's face, you can't see your friend's face, you can't see smiles, you can't see inflections. See, the science says that children are basically asymptomatic, don't get very sick, and have a good immune system that can fight COVID. Why? We don't know. They should be studying it. But so these parents who don't believe in science went to the meeting saying they don't want their children to wear masks. Why do I say that the parents don't believe in science? Because the headline in the Visalia Times Delta on Thursday, after the meeting on Tuesday, said, despite science and deaths, Visalia parents hold rally for parental choice. Yeah, so these parents are just stupid hicks living here in Visalia, don't know nothing. And they don't know that people have actually died from this stuff, you know. There are no science about it. You just wear that mask, you put on two masks, three masks, you'll be fine. You know, they don't know that, you know. And right-wingers like me out here telling you masks are worthless and don't wear a mask, it's because we're crazy, we don't believe in science. No, we know the science way better than the people wearing the masks. We know the science of the vaccines. And again, I'm not a no-vax person, but I don't intend to get the vaccine unless I absolutely have to. And why wouldn't I get the vaccine? Because I've already had COVID. I've had my antibodies tested. I've had my antibodies tested more than once. And I have way more antibodies now than after I had originally had COVID. And I have more antibodies now because I've been around a lot of people with COVID. I've made it a point to visit them, spend time with them, talk to them, and I didn't get sick again. And it's kept my immune system working like a healthy immune system will work. And again, we know the story. The 90-plus-year-old woman who was exposed to and had Spanish flu but didn't die is tested, and she still has antibodies helping her to fight off the Spanish flu. So when I sent an email to the California Health Department asking them where their data was on the antibody tests, how many people had been tested for antibodies, what's going on with studies about antibodies and protection from COVID, the response I got from them, from California Health Department, was that it's irrelevant, that it doesn't matter. They're not studying that. Get your vaccine. We don't need to know how many people have natural immunity from having COVID. We don't have any time or money to study that. We're busy putting this out. So back to the Visalia Times Delta. Is that an unbiased headline? Despite science and deaths, Visalia parents hold a rally for parental choice, wanting the right to sign a waiver that says my child doesn't have to wear a mask and I won't sue the school. So I knew before the meeting ever happened, before the parents ever spent their 4 hours there asking for that choice, I knew the school had already made up their mind that they're risk adverse, that if one child gets sick, gets COVID, one child dies, they could be sued. They made the claim again that they'd have no liability insurance, nothing would cover it. Even if they put together a form that said, we agree not to sue you, we agree every parent has to sign, not going to happen, because this is how it works. Once you have a bureaucracy, an all-powerful bureaucracy, the bureaucracy says, this is the science, children should wear masks. We don't have any science to prove it, but we said it, and because we're the health department, we're the state health department, then if you violate that, then you are risking your child's life. And no one is going to do that. The school's not going to do that. So they held the hearing. There were lots and lots of parents there. Our local newspaper has shown their bias. And they also admitted in their online story that they worked with CNN to create the story. That's right. The story was written with CNN. Wouldn't you like to have a local paper you could read that didn't put bias into their headlines, that were actually educated, gave the facts, told you the story, what happened, and let you, the reader, make up your mind? You know, I pay the dollar a month or the $9 every 6 months or whatever it is that I have to pay to see the Visalia Times Delta online. And I begrudge that $9 because I know that rag does not care about the truth, that the reporters aren't getting the information. But I do need local news, and I do need to see what's happening, just like people who have to read the Fresno Bee feel the same. In any case, this battle over mask mandates, they're coming back. We saw that in Las Vegas, Nevada, Lake Tahoe, mask mandates are back, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. The Delta variant, remember that this is off the Greek alphabet, the Alpha, Beta. Now we have a Delta variant. There's lots of variants. This one can beat you even if you have the vaccine. But if we look at our hospitalizations in Tulare County, right now there are 11 people in the hospital with COVID. There are 2 people in ICU with COVID. We don't know that the COVID is the cause of why they're in ICU, but they do have COVID. Of those, none of them are under 30. And yet we're telling children to get vaccinated. We're telling children to wear masks. If we want herd immunity, and I'm no doctor, as everyone has to say, but I do realize that this is like the flu. You need to get the flu. If it's not killing you, if it's making your immune system fight and work, then this is absolutely insane. And the reason I bring all of these things up is because these restrictions on your freedoms, these restrictions on the Constitution, these changes that the Bill of Rights say they can't do, are done because there's this COVID out here. There's a pandemic. It's going to kill you. So we can shut your businesses down again when we feel like it. Once you give a bureaucracy power, they never give it back. They fight and claw for it. And they're all doing it for your protection. Just like when we had the code inspection guy tell me that there are 2 doors to the master bedroom, so I needed 2 smoke detectors in the master bedroom. He's there to protect us. You don't care about the lives of these tenants, do you, Brad? You won't put 2 smoke detectors in the master bedroom when there's 2 doors in the master bedroom. And when I said, no, I won't, he said, that's because you don't care about the tenants. You won't even spend the extra $25. That's the power of the bureaucracy. We're running close to the end of this first section of Real Talk. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about what's going on in the real estate market. We'll talk about the power of code enforcement. We'll talk about the power and the lack of rights that some landlords have and what you can do about it. This is Brad Maskey, and you're listening to Real Talk on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Real Talk is the right side of real estate, and I'll be right back after this short commercial break. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hit with your wife, here's what my wife says when I ask her, honey, where do you want to go for dinner?
Can we go to Crawdaddy's? I love Crawdaddy's.
So I ask my wife, what is it that you like about Crawdaddy's?
Things I like about Crawdaddy's. I love downstairs where everybody seems like, I don't know, it's kind of like Cheers. And you walk in and you know half the people there. It's great. And you sit around the bar and you listen to live music. And it's just a really fabulous, entertaining evening. And to top it off, you've got really great food. If you want a little bit more romantic setting, you can go upstairs to the second floor. The staff is wonderful. It's just a cool place to hang out. There's nothing else like it in Visalia.
Be sure to take your wife to Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia. And remember,
kids love Crawdaddy's too!
My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800. This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise. I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask, I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back, California comrades. You are listening to Brad Maskey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. And you can also reach me at 559-732-4444. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all of my shows are available at realtalkbrad.com. Before we went on the break, we were talking about mask mandates and lockdowns that are coming back to the state of California. And I know that they're coming. I will tell you that Tulare County Health Department, as they've been doing inspections of restaurants, have warned the restaurants that they expect the state to again impose lockdowns on them. We don't know what those are. It may be total shutdowns, but the state has not given up any of their power, and they have agreed that we're still in an emergency, and as long as COVID exists, which it may exist till the end of time, just like the flu and the common cold, they want to keep that power to take control of what you're doing. Now, last week I talked a little bit about the recall election. The recall of Newsom, the election for that, is in 45 days. If you're not registered to vote, get registered to vote. If you have conservative principles and you want someone else as governor that has conservative principles, get registered to vote. And there's two questions on the recall election on September 14th. Question number one is, should Newsom be recalled? If 50% of the voters plus one person say yes, then Section 2 becomes part of the ballot, which is you pick who of the 46 people, I believe, that have been approved to run, do you want to be governor? I want Larry Elder to be governor. And again, I say that we're in a Democrat state controlled by a Democrat party that has leftist ideas, that has socialist leftist ideas, and they're moving into the entire country and getting positions there. And I know a new governor won't have as much power as we wish he would, and that he'll still be able to or still have to fight a legislature that has a supermajority that can overrule him. But here's some advantages to having a conservative governor. Number one, he has line item veto power. in California. The federal budget doesn't, but state of California does. And you're right, two-thirds could override him, but the two-thirds Democrats don't always get together. They don't all work in lockstep. And last week I talked to you about the power of the bureaucracy, the appointment power to commissions and boards. And I told you I wasn't sure how many commissions and boards. I talked about the presidential power when they do commissions and boards and regulation agencies. But I did look up on the governor's appointments on Governor Newsom's website to see what he listed on his website of the appointments that the governor makes. And there were approximately 400 commissions and boards that Governor Newsom appoints people to. And that includes things as simple as the Tulare County Fair Board, the Mid-State Fair Board. You know, those were appointed positions. But it also includes all the environmental agencies. It includes the oversight of how much pension the government gets. It includes the water boards. All of these commissions and boards, Commissioner of Real Estate, all of these are appointed positions by the governor. So there's approximately 400 commissions and boards that he appoints people to. In each of those commissions and boards, he typically appoints between 3 to 5 people on the commissions and boards, and sometimes as many as 7 or more. And always the governor's appointments are the majority of the board or commission. The governor's appointments, who he picks, represent the majority of every one of the boards and commissions that he gets to pick. Some of them are subject to Senate approval. And when I say some of the 400 boards and commissions and judicial appointments and those kinds of things, less than 20% appear to be subject to subject to Senate approval. So a governor of a state of California appoints between 1,600 and 2,000 people to positions that create the boards, that create the bureaucracies that make the rules. Remember that when the school board was saying, we can't do this because the health department has said that you must wear masks, and if we don't make you wear masks, then the state of California could withhold our funding and we wouldn't get the money that we need, or we could be sued, or we wouldn't have liability insurance because the board that's appointed by the governor that made the decision, not based on science but based on politics, has said that this is what we're going to do, which comes down to your local board, which may be open to, we'd like to let you sign a mandate, sign an agreement that you won't sue us and your kids don't have to wear masks. That's how important the governorship is. That's what the power of a governor of a state. Now, understand that those 1,600 to 2,000 positions all won't be vacant at the same time, but a big portion of them could be changed by a new governor. So it's important to me that you vote. It's important to me that if you have conservative values, that you vote yes, recall Newsom. And the good news is, even though Newsom tried as hard as he could, Newsom wanted to be able to put his name on the ballot if he was recalled. He wanted to make a constitutional amendment to California Constitution so that after he was recalled, he'd still be on it. And he didn't have enough votes to get the supermajority to cheat that much. Yeah, they're willing to cheat a lot. You know that they cheated in the rules. They changed the rules to make it harder to recall him. They tried to move up the date. They're doing everything possible within their power to retain the power. But they weren't willing to cheat that much. So in any case, September 14th is the vote. Now, of those 46 candidates, whichever one gets the most votes becomes the governor if Newsom is recalled. Again, I believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger had less than 20% of the votes, and he became the governor of California. And so that's how it could happen. Again, my choice in this election is Larry Elder. I think he'll be open to conservative values. I think he is conservative. I think he'll protect the water rights of the people in the San Joaquin Valley. And we need someone who will fight hard for our water rights. It's absolutely critical that we do something to change that. So I also wanted to remind you that July 31st, today, is the end of the federal moratorium on evictions for any government-backed loans, Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, all of those loans, USDA, no one could foreclose since March of last year. And the foreclosure process can start again beginning tomorrow, August 1st. And what does that mean? Well, what it really means in California is that by January, they may be able to start doing foreclosures again. Why by January? Because they have to file notices of default. There's a time period in which the person can respond to that notice of default, 90 days, that they can respond. They also, though, under new California laws, must give them options to modify their loans, to cure their loans in some other way and prove they've reached out and offered those things to them. So I don't think we'll see in California a house on the courthouse steps until January of next year. And I said this last week, you're not going to see an actual foreclosure sale until January of 2022 in all likelihood. And it's going to be different than the foreclosure sales of the past. Remember, on the courthouse steps, you pay cash for the property and then you get the deed to the property about 2 weeks later after you give this guy that drove up in that old beat up pickup truck a whole bunch of cashier's checks. You guys driving around in those old beat up pickup trucks that were doing those sales always laughed at me when I described you that way, but you don't look like anybody I'd want to give $300,000 to. And you know it. But anyway, the rules are different now. The rules are that at the foreclosure sale, you don't get the deed. It's not going to come to you in 2 weeks. If there's a tenant in the property, the tenant has the right to have 45 days to buy the property. They have to come in with cash, too. They're going to have a difficult time getting a loan. And if the tenant doesn't want to buy it within that 45 days, any nonprofit that wants to buy it or any government agency that wants to buy it and has the cash will have the second right of refusal after the tenant to buy it for whatever price you offered. So it'll take 45 days for you to find out whether a tenant can come up with the cash or whether some government nonprofit agency can do that. The rules are going to be different. I'm bumping up against time again. The second segment is almost over. Time flies when you're having fun and telling a good story. So I'll be right back after this short break. And in the third segment of our show, we always talk about finance. We'll talk about interest rates. We'll talk about what's happening in the market. I also, again, want to talk about what the bureaucracy is doing, about how you as a landlord can be fined for what your tenants do. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise.
I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask, I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement.
Please help support one of our key sponsors, my good friend Keith Korsgaden, with Crawdaddy's Visalia. Crawdaddy's menu is reasonably priced and includes all kinds of food. Everything from mac and cheese for your kids to a perfectly prepared steak or a huge mouth-watering lobster tail. Crawdaddy's has the best clam chowder this side of Pismo Beach. And they have daily specials at lunch and dinner, like chili verde spare ribs or one of my favorites, Bayou Butter Prawns. But don't forget, they also often have live entertainment with a full bar and daily drink specials. Crawdaddy's Visalia are First Amendment supporters, and they're now open 6 days a week. So support your First Amendment rights and join me at Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia. Or for reservations, you can call 559-625-5300. My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back. This is Brad Maskey, and you are listening to Real Talk on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Again, welcome to day 600 of the temporary lockdown to bend the curve, California comrades. I've been calling you California comrades since 2011 on my Real Talk show because that's when I really began to see the government taking total control of our lives and taking over all of our private property rights. And by the way, during the break, J.P. Sears, you got to support him. This comedian is absolutely hilarious. Look him up on the web. He's great to listen to. He's fun, you know, and his mask commercial is right on. I just love it. Again, it's good fun, but I know masks are worthless whether you're alone in your car or not. But this is the finance segment of Real Talk, where we talk about money and we talk about interest rates. And I do want to say one thing. Again, sponsors on my show, if you want to be a sponsor, give me a call. If I've done business with you and I already know you, and I've been in business for 42 years, you know, I can give you a testimonial. I will not do testimonials for people I don't know or I'm not sure of their business practices. Just got to say that straight up. But I want to tell you a Jeremy Engel story. So I had a loan that I needed to do that was kind of a difficult loan. And I used to do mortgage lending. I quit because the market was so crazy in 2006 and 7 that I did not want to be part of it. I was afraid of the downstream, what would happen. But I also had a person that worked with me, I'd done business with, and she became a loan officer in my company. And so she had moved to a new company, and I was having this loan officer and this agent with a new company do a loan for clients of mine. And this was a non-owner occupied loan with people with really good credit. And there were lots of good things about this loan. And when she came back with the interest rate quote, it was nearly 5%. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. No, interest rates are in the threes. They're not 5%. And she said, I'm sorry, you know, because of this overlayment and this layment and this layment, that's what our company, that's the best you're going to find. And I thanked her for her time. And I said, we want to pay you $500 for everything you've done, but we have to move this loan somewhere else. And this, I handle estates and work on difficult transactions, but this one should have been easier. So anyway, I took the loan to Jeremy Engel, and I said, Jeremy, this is where we are. This is the circumstances. This is what we're trying to do. And I said, you know, realistically, why am I not getting a quote close to the threes on this? And he said, there's no reason you are not. And we put the deal together, and we closed it at 2.75%. So I trust Jeremy. And I trust the other person I was working with, but she was with a company in which she had no options in the secondary mortgage market to sell that note. and who someone works for limits. If you go to Bank of America, Bank of America doesn't broker. They can only sell to Bank of America, and Bank of America has products that they want. When you have a loan broker, a local loan broker who can choose what they want to do, I'm telling you, it's just so much better. You have much better control of what happens. You have better options and all of those things. Again, understand that the Biden administration on non-owner occupied properties, and this happened before the Biden administration did this, is putting overlays on the lenders, making it harder and harder if you're not going to occupy the property to make it all work. They've just done this. Why, we don't know. But they have, and so non-owner occupied loans are more expensive. Second homes are more expensive. Just be aware that's what the market is. But today also matches a magical date, because beginning tomorrow, if you're refinancing your home, you just lost a 0.5% fee that was added to mortgages last year. That's right, for refinances on government-backed loans last year, they added a 0.5% fee for fear of the losses from the coronavirus, for fear of all these forbearances, for fear of the foreclosures, for fear that they'd lose money. They added a 0.5% fee to all refinances, which ends August 1st. Tomorrow, you don't have to pay that fee. And interest rates are again back in the 3% range or lower for 30-year fixed mortgages. So, of course, we're seeing an uptick in refinances. Lots of people are saying, wow, you know, if I can save 1 or 1.5%. Again, it's always a time and money calculation. If I stay in the house long enough, does it make sense? All of those things. I also had a client come to me last week, and they had done a mortgage modification back in 2009 under the HARP program, Home Affordable Refinance Program. Actually, they got behind in 2009. They did the HARP program in 2013, and they got a rude awakening recently. The Home Affordable Refinance Program only fixed their first mortgage, and they had a second mortgage who they had not heard from for years. And now that foreclosures are about to come back, and now that there's equity again in properties because prices are above the 2007 market range, these lenders are coming back, and somebody bought that second trust deed that had been silent for 10 years, hadn't had a payment since 2009, and says, you owe us $145,000 or we're going to begin foreclosure sometime next year. So the person said, all right, now what do I do? And I said, you have two choices. You know, we can look at your credit and your income, and can you refinance your house and keep it, or do you sell it and take the equity that you have and buy something else? And we're choosing to do a refinance. Again, it's a complex refinance. We've got a second that hasn't been paid since 2009, a first that has deferred payments and everything else. With all of those things, though, this person who was upside down in 2013 has $50,000 equity today, and they do want to stay there. So if we can refi, we will. If not, we'll have to sell it. But again, this is the thing you should start looking at right now, because foreclosures can start again. This paper was bought by a company that had sold it to a company. I tracked the paper back and had been sold several times. And for those of you that don't know, when you sign a note to borrow money, they sell the note. Yeah, almost nobody keeps the note in-house. There are some local banks that do. But you sign a note that says, I'll give you $200,000 over 30 years, they sell that note to somebody else. Secondary mortgage market is what we call that. So interest rates today are good. They're exceptional. They may go lower. They may go higher. I suspect they may trickle back up. Who knows? But you should take a look at it, because the 0.5% fee is gone. And again, if you don't procrastinate, take a look at that. So what's going on with the housing market? We heard it's better. We heard there's a lot more inventory. We heard that buyers aren't getting overbid. As I said last week and the week before, the market is every bit as tight as it has been. The difference is now the sellers are saying, wow, I can get that much money for my house? Well, if my neighbor's house sold for that, then I should get this.
and they're pricing themselves above the highest price of the highest price of the highest price. And so it looks like there's more inventory, and the buyers are going through the house and saying, if I would have bought this house a year ago, it was $260,000, and now you want $350,000 for it this year, and the house down the street sold for $330,000. Wait, I don't want to buy. Okay, I mean, we're seeing that in the market. We're seeing the seller saying, why get in a bid war? Why don't I just price my house right out of the market? And not every house, but that's what's causing it to look like there's more inventory. And it also is causing the sales to slow because the seller is saying, hey, how much can I get? I want everything I can get for this house. And of course they should. That's what you should do. The market is still really tight. Good priced properties are still in multiple offer situations. And you've really got to fight for that property to get it. So get pre-qualified. Interest rates are good. This is a seller's market. It is not a buyer's market. I will repeat, it is a seller's market, not a buyer's market. If you don't have to buy right now and you can wait, maybe you should wait. And again, by the same token, there are no rentals available. The market is so tight, you can't find a home to rent. 3-bedroom, 2 baths, there's waiting list because nobody's been able to evict. Nobody's wanted to move during COVID. I mean, a combination of all of those things have made the housing shortage incredible. Does it mean that I can now charge $2,000 a month rent for my house that should have rented for $1,200? The answer is probably no. And once again, I'm up against the clock. This is Brad Maskey listening to Real Talk on 96.7 and AM 1400. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hit with your wife, here's what my wife says when I ask her, honey, where do you want to go for dinner?
Can we go to Crawdaddy's? I love Crawdaddy.
So I ask my wife, what is it that you like about Crawdaddy's?
Things I like about Crawdaddy's. I love downstairs where everybody seems like, I don't know, it's kind of like Cheers. And you walk in and you know half the people there. It's great. And you sit around the bar and you listen to live music. And it's just a really fabulous, entertaining evening. And to top it off, you've got really great food. If you want a little bit more romantic setting, you can go upstairs to the second floor. The staff is wonderful. It's just a cool place to hang out. There's nothing else like it in Visalia.
Be sure to take your wife to Crawdaddy's at 333 East Main Street, Visalia. And remember,
kids love Crawdaddy's too!
My number one phone call at the office is from borrowers who have been made an offer for a mortgage loan that sounds just too good to be true. My recommendation is don't be fooled by out-of-town lenders or lenders with unrealistic offers. Use somebody you can trust. I trust Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage. Vero Mortgage has offices in Visalia, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo, and they have in-house underwriting. They can do FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans, and conventional loans. Jeremy will give you a reasonable expectation to help you with your next purchase or refinance of your existing home loan. You can reach Jeremy at 559-734-5000 or on the web at jeremyengel.com. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800. This is a special public service announcement from JP about how you too can make a difference in the fight against COVID.
I always wear a mask in my car because my grandfather fought in World War II and I'm trying to be just as brave. And now anytime I'm in my car, I also wear a condom because I don't want to get STDs either. And it works on the same medical premise.
I think it takes a courageous individual to boldly wear a mask while they're in their car by themselves. It's a pretty rare trait. We're like the Navy SEALs of the roadways. We're pretty elite. That's why you don't see very many of us. When people see me drive by in my mask,
I know what they're thinking. Thank you for your service to our country.
This has been a public service announcement.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back, California comrades. You are listening to Brad Maskey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. And you can also reach me at 559-732-4444. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all of my shows are available at realtalkbrad.com. I laugh every time I hear that JP commercial, the public service announcement that we've done. JP Sears is a very talented conservative comedian. But isn't it true? I mean, look at where we are. Put your mask on. Take your mask off. Put two masks on. No, wear three masks. You don't need a mask if you're vaccinated. Yes, if you're vaccinated, you need a mask. You don't need a mask indoors. Now you need a mask indoors. You don't need a mask outdoors. Well, maybe you should wear a mask outdoors. Children are not susceptible to COVID, so they don't need a mask. Children two and older need to wear a mask. This is the confusing help we've been given from our health departments, who we've given ultimate power over our lives. They've locked us down. When the lockdown, even if you look at every past case of when they've discussed, when would we lock an economy down? Why would we do it? And how would we do it? They say the longest that they would lock an economy down for is a week or two while they get ready for the surge of cases. That's the WHO recommendation. You know, WHO, the World Health Organization. CDC said the same thing until recently, until they found out how much power they have. Dr. Fauci can tell you what to do, what not to do, and he loves having that power. Bureaucracies with power are trouble. That's just the way it is. I sent an email to the health department, California Health Department, and I asked how come on the California website where they track COVID and they tell how many people have been previously infected with COVID, they don't have any information about the antibodies the people who previously had COVID have. So I sent an email asking where they're tracking that and is there any studies that they're doing to find out what kind of immunity you have after you've had COVID. The response came back a week later that it's irrelevant, that it doesn't matter if you've already had COVID or not. Get a vaccination, and there's no reason for them to track the antibodies to see how long they last. Now, if you've listened to my show, you know that there's a woman who had the Spanish flu in 1919 that was still alive, and they tested her, and she still had antibodies against the Spanish flu. You also know that I purposely exposed myself to COVID last June. I had very mild symptoms. I took hydroxychloroquine, I took zinc, I took vitamin D, and within 2 or 3 days, the mild symptoms, which was a little bit of fatigue and a little low-grade fever around 100, went away. Since then, I've had my antibodies tested about every 2 or 3 months to see where they are. And the doctor who did my antibody test in January said, "Wow, what have you been doing different?" And I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "You have super antibodies." I said, "What are super antibodies?" He says, "You have 2 or 3 times the level of antibodies that you had last July after you'd had COVID." And I said, "Well, one thing I've done is I've been around a lot of people who have had COVID while they were actively with COVID with no ill effects." And he goes, "That's how you build an immune system." So we're not counting in this whole vaccine push people who have already had COVID. We know that 3.5 million people have had COVID in California per testing, but I bet you it's twice that many. I bet you 7 million or 10 million have had COVID because not everybody that gets COVID went in and got a test. My point in all of this is that they are ignoring the science that you do get natural immunity to it. And right now what you're hearing is, "Oh my gosh, look at this surge in COVID. Everybody, you're going to die. But our hospitalizations are not at a level at which we're going to die. Our hospitalizations are actually way lower than they were for almost all of last year. In fact, there's almost no hospitalizations, but there's a lot of people testing positive for COVID. The Delta variant is not as dangerous in terms of putting you in the hospital and harming you as the other variants, but it may be more infectious. You may be more likely to get it. Again, we've given the bureaucracy this power to close us down at any time to violate our Constitution, and we're becoming sheep. Now, those of us that fight it, like me, people say, oh, just go get your jab, go get your vaccine. I asked my personal doctor, I said, do you think I need to get vaccinated? He said, why would you? He said, there is a slim chance of side effects from the vaccination, but you already have natural immunity. Why would you go get a shot for something that you have developed a natural immunity through your own immune system? And that's what I say too. But if you ask Dr. Fauci that, Dr. Fauci says, well, we're not sure how long that immunity lasts. It may last a few months. It may go away completely. Again, he knows about the 90-plus-year-old woman 90 years ago who still has immunity from the Spanish flu. They don't want to test those antibodies. Is it money? Is it power? Is it just the hubris of being in charge? I don't understand, but we know that they are ignoring the science. So speaking of the science and speaking of power, I had a client of mine give me a call, and he says, Brad, I've got a problem. He manages one of his own rentals, and he just got fined by the city of Visalia for $2,000 because his tenants violated city rules. Well, what city rules did the tenants violate? On July 4th, they set off illegal fireworks. Who gets fined? Not the tenant who lit the illegal fireworks. No, why would you fine them? You fine the property owner. If the property owner won't pay the fine or can't pay the fine, then they'll put a lien on the property and lien it until he eventually sells his property or pays the fine. You see, this is the power of an all-powerful bureaucracy. This is why I'm in favor of the recall election of Governor Newsom. As I've said, a new governor will be still fighting against a supermajority of Democrats, but even that supermajority can't always rule together. Look at all the legislation they want to pass, but they can't get through because not all of them are that crazy. Just a lot of them. They want free health care for everybody in California. Free meaning somebody else pays for it. We don't know who that is. And they haven't been able to get that through because there are some Democrats who realize there's not enough money to give everybody in California free health care. They want to do more rent controls throughout the state of California. They want to lock us all down as to what we can and can't charge. And of course, they already did one piece of legislation that did just that. But it's not enough for them. They want more power. Again, if we elect a new governor through the recall election, there's two choices September 14th. Recall Newsom, vote yes. The second one is who do you want to be the governor once he's recalled? And I tell you that you probably want Larry Elder. But you can have your own choice. Whoever wins that has the ability then over the next couple of years to appoint over 2,000 or as much as 2,000 people to the boards and commissions that change your life every day. The good news right now is that our government isn't really in action. They're on vacation, so we're not getting stuck with massive new legislation just yet. We're not so lucky on a federal level. Of course, Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats want to pass the biggest spending bill ever in the history of the United States because, after all, we need to spend more money. We haven't spent enough trillions. We haven't bankrupted the country enough. And you know that fear of inflation? Don't worry about inflation. It's just temporary inflation. Of course, it'll never go away once we get it there, but don't worry about that. It's just a temporary thing. So again, in recapping today's show, interest rates are low and effective tomorrow on August 1st. If you're refinancing, you've lost a half point fee. That's $500 per $100,000 in refinance fees that were put on for COVID. So that's a good thing. Again, effective today, the federal eviction moratorium stops and the federal moratorium on foreclosure stops, unless Nancy Pelosi pushes something else through the House and Senate in the meantime to save those 2 to 3 million people she thinks are going to be evicted from their houses, which we know is not true, but they do end. Remember that that federal eviction moratorium has been found to be illegal by 3 federal courts, and yet they still want to write more legislation to push it even longer and further into the future. So interest rates are low. The market is slowing a little bit, but it's because of overpriced listings, not necessarily because there aren't still buyers out there. So interest rates are great. You might still be able to buy, although I say this is not a buyer's market. This is a seller's market. So if you're ever looking at your portfolio and saying, I don't want to own real estate anymore or as much real estate, or I'm older and I would like to just get some liquid cash or do something different with my money, this is the market to do it in, because when these markets slow and stop, sometimes there is a slight decline in prices in the future. So we're at that point in this stage of the market. It's still super hot with multiple offers on properties that are priced properly, but the market is definitely slowing. And with that said, I'm reaching the end of today's Real Talk. Time flies when you're having fun. This is Brad Maskey. You've been listening to Real Talk on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. Is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00903526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.